Glad you're with us here on the Clark Howard Show, where it's all about you and that wallet of yours. I want you to learn ideas from me so you can save more and spend less. And don't let anyone ever rip you off. Coming up in just a few minutes, if you're thinking of giving gift cards this Christmas, you got to listen to my Clarkrageous moment first. And later, the watchdog for you and me as consumers is maybe about to be defanged, the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. There's a crazy, weird fight going on. I'm going to fill you in on that. Clark.com is our main website. ClarkDeals.com, where we are working overtime up to the minute, minute by minute, to give you the best deals of Cyber Monday. And I want to talk about some of those deals in a second. I was out this weekend doing Black Friday shopping with my 12-year-old son. And Thanksgiving evening, we went to four stores. We went to GameStop, Five Below, Target, Walmart. And we found the best deals for us at Five Below and at Walmart. And the really interesting thing about it was that there was no frenzy. At the Target we went to, they had those big metal fences like you'd have at a rock concert for crowd control. They had police everywhere to deal with crowds. And the store opened, I guess, at 6. We got there a little after 6, and we walked all along the metal barriers they had up, and there were no people that the metal barriers were holding back at all. We just walked, got to the door and walked in. And there were no overwhelming crowds at all. Walmart was busier, but not extreme. Walmart had yellow crime scene tape marking where you were supposed to get in line. And so they had these signs directing you to where you got in line for registers. And then you followed the yellow crime scene tape, and we walked from department to department, because I guess they were expecting people to be lined up back through the store, and none of that at all. We were in and out quicker than on any normal day. Every register was open. As soon as we finished walking through all that tape, we got to the front, and the person directed us to a register. We were the only customer at that register. Bam, in and out. The deals at Walmart were exceptional on Thursday evening. On Friday, we went to Costco, Sam's, back to Target. Where else did we go? Trying to remember where else we went. But anyway, nowhere was it particularly crowded. And we found lots and lots of bargains. And today on Cyber Monday, you know, people buy on Cyber Monday. But again, because the retail patterns have changed, no one day is of absolute importance anymore. The deals have been going on for weeks. But some of the things I've noticed that are a deal, Amazon, my favorite deal on Amazon is the HD 10 tablet, the Fire HD 10 that's $99. It is the best deal, and you can get that same price at Target also. That's the best deal anywhere on a very nice 10-inch screen tablet. Extraordinary deal. I mean, the purpose Amazon has for it is to get you to buy other stuff from Amazon, but if you are an Amazon Prime member, it's a great device to watch Amazon Prime instant videos and to use as a regular old tablet as well. Although Amazon dumbs it down a little, makes it a little more difficult to use some of the third-party apps out there. Fry's Electronics, if you live in a part of the country that has Fry's, my favorite electronics deal on Fry's today is on the Moto G5S phone, which is a large screen, brand new Android. And they have it for $209 today or $254, depending on how much memory you get. Those are great prices on that phone. And you have to sign up for Fry's secret codes. That takes about 30 seconds. And then you're eligible for that price. I'm very interested in the deal being offered by 23andMe and Ancestry.com. They're arch rivals trying to get your business to get you to spit in a little vial and find out about your family history and all that. And with 23andMe, all about your medical and family history. 23andMe is basically buy one, get one free. You got to buy two of them. And then 40% off on Ancestry.com for Black Friday, for Cyber Monday. But we've got a ton of deals for you on TVs, all different kinds of items. One of my favorite Cyber Monday deals is on the Nest thermostat. There are several different versions of the Nest, several different offers available right now that we detail on ClarkDeals.com. The Nest is something that will save you typically 25% of your heating or air conditioning bill, because it uses artificial intelligence to learn your patterns and regulate the temperature in your home and does nothing but save you money. The deals available today are all 100 and something on it, and I really like that. All right. One other thing I wanted to mention, and I've seen it a lot over the last 5 days, is how many of the retailers, when you go to buy online, are offering you, even if you're set up for two-day shipping or whatever, they're offering you discounts or credit towards future purchases if you will delay your receipt of delivery. This is because UPS is putting a world of hurt on retailers with from moderate to massive surcharges for deliveries. And if an online seller can give you an additional discount so that you will receive your goods on a different day, they avoid the massive UPS surcharges. So that's why what I'm doing when I'm checking out, I'm looking to see the quote-unquote free delivery options. And what I'm looking for and what I'm taking advantage of, and I've done several times, is where the shipping becomes less than free because I'm offered a discount if I'll accept them sending the item to me on a different day. So just a thought for you. Oh, one other category, a lot of deals today, travel. A variety of airlines are offering Cyber Monday airfare specials, principally for international travel. An airline that virtually never offers meaningful discounts, Delta, is offering some very good discounts for Asian markets. And speaking of Asia, Cathay Pacific, which is one of the world's elite airlines, is offering big discounts today on Cyber Monday. Air New Zealand, if you've ever thought of going to Australia, New Zealand, Cook Islands, they're offering great deals today as Cyber Monday specials, just to name a few examples. And we will continue to update at ClarkDeals.com all day long for you. We will get that done for you into the evening. So when a deal pops up, you'll know about it. Margie's with us on the Clark Howard Show. Hello, Margie.
Hi, how are you doing?
Great, thank you, Margie. You got a question for me about keeping yourself safe online.
I do. I've listened to you for a long time, and I am ready to buy a Chromebook to do all my financial banking and things like that. So I talked to my husband, and he said, well, why can't you just have a dedicated PC to do the same thing? And I can't answer him. I don't know.
Well, the answer is that with a Windows computer or with a MacBook, you stand a danger that viruses will get on your computer.
Mm-hmm.
And because a Chromebook is basically just a web surfing machine. It is not subject to the risk of viruses that you have with a MacBook or a Windows laptop or PC.
Oh, okay.
So it's the very design from the ground up that you're going to have with a Chromebook that will make you safer when you're doing banking online, bill pay online, anything like that. And that's why I've recommended the Chromebooks as the safest, best answer for that.
Okay. And if we switch over to the Chromebook, or when we switch over to the Chromebook, since we've been doing our banking on our home PC, do I have to do anything to my PC at all?
You mean in terms of whatever viruses might at some point have gotten on there?
No, I mean, as far as like I've done my banking online and...
So you mean going forward, how would you make yourself safe on that machine?
No, I guess as long as I don't do anything more at this point, I would be safe as long as I go in and change my password. Like I don't do any more banking on my PC.
Right. So that is a great idea, by the way. When you migrate, and I hadn't suggested that, and you're so right to think of that, Margie, is that when you switch from a MacBook or a Windows PC to a Chromebook, that would be the point at which you should change your passwords for bill pay, for banking, for mutual fund accounts, retirement accounts, brokerage accounts. That would be really smart.
Okay. Okay, then that answers my question. I did go on and see your Cyber Monday deals, and the Acer Chromebook at Amazon is already sold out. So I guess I'll have to
I'm so
looking.
Sorry. And, you know, that was a $99 deal. The good news is that Chromebook deals do repeatedly pop up. And so you won't have to wait long to find one in that general vicinity. There's one seller that sells a lot of reconditioned Chromebooks very cheaply, and that's Groupon.
Oh, okay.
So you can look at Groupon.com. Maybe they're doing a Cyber Monday deal or two on Chromebooks.
Okay. I'll keep my eyes open then.
Okay. Well, best to you, and I'm so glad that you're going to a segregated computer for banking. You know, with all the continuous data breaches we've had, the danger of using one computer as a Swiss Army knife for everything in your life has become far more dangerous than it was before. And so that's why for banking, brokerage, mutual funds, retirement accounts, bill pay, I'd like for you to have a separate, very inexpensive Chromebook, which is exactly what Margie's going to do. Today's Clarkrageous moment is a Clarkrage about you and me, something that we end up conspiring against our own dollar bills.
Scams, ripoffs, outrages. It's a Clarkrageous moment.
So gift card giving happens like a frenzy every Christmas. And also for people's birthdays, often we won't know what to buy them. So the easiest thing to do, just buy them a gift card, right? Well, there's a new report out that says that we have $1 billion that goes to waste every year collectively. None of us have $1 billion, except Bezos, who has $100 billion. But anyway, we waste $1 billion collectively every year on gift cards, meaning that we never redeem them in a quantity of $1 billion every year. How many you have sitting around you've forgotten about, you haven't used? So if you do receive gift cards, because, you know, inevitably people are going to just give you gift cards because they don't know what to get you, use them. Set it as your goal to use them right away, because a gift card unused becomes a problem. It may never get used because you forgot about it, gets lost in the back of a drawer or something, or the retailer or restaurateur whose gift card it is, they go bust, and you got nothing. I've confessed how that happened to me over my favorite food group, over premium, super premium ice cream. So don't let gift card money go to waste. If you are a giver this Christmas season and you don't know what to give somebody, you may think this is way too crass, but you know I want you to give them cash. Go get a nice greetings card at Dollar Tree for 50 cents, right? Write a nice note in it and give them the cash in that greetings card instead of giving somebody a gift card. Just a thought. I don't want you to be one of the $1 billion that's just hanging out there, unclaimed, unredeemed, unused, or spoiled because the company went bust that the gift card was for. And Joel, let's see if we can sneak in and ask Clark here.
All right, Clark, let's do it. Andy wrote in, he said, have you looked into 720J accounts and what's your take on them?
It's actually 702Js. And it is a sneaky, sneaky, underhanded technique where life insurance salespeople try to get an appointment with you by telling you that they know about a tax-free account they can put you into called a 702J, which is actually just part of the tax code that allows for the sale of various life insurance products. And all they're actually trying to do is pitch you on life insurance. Don't fall for it. Run away from it. Thanks for taking time out of your day to join us here on the Clark Howard Show, where it's about you learning ways to keep more of what you make. Clark.com is our main website. And you got a question for me, go to clark.com/ask and post a question for me there. You also can get your questions answered off the air. That's a service of our show for just a hair under 25 years for free off-the-air advice. On Clark.com, just scroll down a little. You'll see the phone number and hours available for free off-the-air advice. 42 hours a week, we answer calls off the air. So speaking of who's answering calls, there's a federal agency most people have not heard of that is very much in the news today. It's the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. And it came out of the aftermath of the banking scandals of last decade and all the criminal behavior of the banks that was involved with the crooked mortgage lending and the other rotten activities. And then more recently, all the stuff involving Wells Fargo with all the criminal behavior at Wells Fargo, with false accounts being opened, the massive identity thefts done by Wells Fargo employees, the fraudulently signing people's names to applications they didn't even know about, cheating people on car loans. It goes on and on at Wells Fargo. The cop on the beat is the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. And job number one for the banks has been to destroy this agency, so there would no longer be a cop on the beat for the misbehaving banks. Well, the banks are very powerful in Washington. That's why no one has gone to prison for the criminal behavior of the banks last decade. And the banks just don't like anybody looking over their shoulder. So there's a big fight going on right now over who's going to run the place. And there are two acting directors right now, and the courts will decide who ends up as acting director till a new director is appointed by the president. But the real issue is that you as a consumer, you need a cop on the beat, because over and over again over the years, when someone's had a problem with their credit card company, with their mortgage company, with their bank about their checking account or whatever, I have said file a complaint at consumerfinance.gov. And that will continue as the courts deal with who's going to be the director. Is the reality is that when You file a complaint with consumerfinance.gov. It triggers a legal process where a bank that's been mistreating you and ignoring you has to answer and has to do so on a tight timeline. And I found that again and again over the years, if you have a problem with a bank misbehaving, and many times it will not be out of criminal intent or meanness, it'll be because of incompetence. And it's unusual that the problems involving a bank are criminal in nature, like with Wells Fargo. But regardless, the reality is so often a consumer's difficulty with a bank or a mortgage lender or a credit card company kind of goes into the bureaucratic ether and things don't get solved. Filing a complaint at consumerfinance.gov tends to get things solved and solved quickly that have gone unresolved for a meaningful or significant period of time. I think about people who've called in over the years who were facing erroneous foreclosures where they couldn't get anybody at the mortgage company to listen. And then Consumer Finance, the complaints filed with them. And then in days, suddenly the bank's, oh, well, wait, what? Oh, excuse us, that was a mistake. We're sorry. Well, they don't ever say they're sorry. But anyway, the truth is that banks have spent too much of their existence above the law. Banks have known they could get away with highway robbery, with thievery, with reverse bank robbery, like they did so heavily last decade. And regardless of what happens in the courts with the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, whatever happens with who the director is going to be, whatever Congress might do, at the behest of the banks to try to restrict them from being there as your protector. Know that for today and until further notice, if you have a problem you can't resolve with a financial institution, with a bank, with a mortgage lender, with a credit card company, the place you go, consumerfinance.gov. Very simple form you fill out. You post your complaint. And then it will absolutely shock you how quickly you have a response. And by the way, the consumer's not always right. But your complaint will get attention in a way that it has not prior to that point. Dennis is with us on the Clark Howard Show. Hello, Dennis.
Hello, Clark.
Dennis, you've got a 14-year-old grandson who wants to be an investor.
Exactly. Exactly. Yes, you're right. He's 14. He has 529s already, and he's not talking about saving. He's talking about investing in stocks / mutual funds. And I've investigated a little bit, and it's hard to find somebody. Well, first off, some of them say you have to be 14, and they also talk about some are $1,000. I think I found one for $50. Does this mean I have to go to, use the uniform gift to minors, or how would you direct?
Yeah, you have to. You have to
invest.
You have to do a custodial account like Uniform Gift to Minors Act, an UGMA account, in order to have an account for a child. So you are effectively the owner. Operating it for the benefit of your 14-year-old grandson.
Right. So would Charles Schwab make sense?
Charles Schwab is who I have recommended many times for this, because instead of mutual funds, what I would advise your 14-year-old grandson to look at is the Schwab ETFs, exchange-traded funds, which are a modern version of a mutual fund. They trade commission-free, and they have virtually zero management fee each year. So I really love those for not just for your grandson. I like them for anybody of any age to look at the ultra low cost ETFs or exchange traded funds. There's one that's, I think it's the Broad Market, which owns little pieces of thousands of companies, is one that I would like for him to look at starting with.
Can he get in for $50?
I think you have to have 100, if I remember right. Is it 100 to open a kid's account there? Remember. I mean, you might have to front him some money.
Sure.
To meet the minimum to open an account. And then after that, you'd be able to pull some of that out, I would guess. But you'd be able to get him started.
Would this be better than Vanguard? Or is it horse apiece?
Well, so with Schwab, it is $100 to open the account. Where Vanguard, you're going to have a grand.
Right. That's what I thought.
So that's why Schwab is such a good... You know, Schwab loses money on these accounts for miners. But think about what they're trying to do. They're trying to build a lifelong relationship with your grandson. And that's why they're willing to allow him to open an account they'd lose money on.
Perfect. I think we'll do it for four of them now.
And oh, really? Well, go look at the Schwab branded exchange traded fund product ETF, and you'll see the variety of choices that are available to you. And so, it is a wonderful option.
Great.
Well, have a great day, and I love this that you got them started young, investing. Jeff joins us on the Clark Howard Show. Jeff.
Yes,
you want to talk Volkswagens?
Yeah. Well, thanks for taking my call.
Certainly.
Long-time listener, first-time caller. So, Clark, I'm looking at the potential of replacing a vehicle that I have, and I know you've talked a little bit about VWs in the past, and certainly with the widely publicized Dieselgate. Want to know your opinion on whether the repaired, quote-unquote, repaired vehicles are really worth looking at. My concerns are really, how's the performance, the MPGs on them now? Do you think the EPA in the future will do an additional fix, if you will?
Yeah, and those are all unknowns that you're asking me about what's going to happen going forward. The advantage, and in fact, I got some heat from several posters on Clark Stinks encouraging people to buy the tarnished brand Volkswagen diesels because there's such a deal to buy used. I mean, you're seeing that, aren't you?
Right, exactly, yes.
So the hit you're going to suffer in order to make the cars compliant with pollution rules, if they even can, will lead to not as good acceleration and a reduction in fuel economy. But in neither case do I think it's severe enough that I'd say, ooh, don't buy one of these.
Yeah. Well, I'm looking at that versus hybrid, and I live in Wisconsin, and the climate is kind of harsh a lot of times, you know, throughout the year, and hybrids aren't as efficient in the cold weather. Obviously, the internal combustion engine has to run. Just thinking about comparing that to, the you know, a traditional hybrid, and then this unknown variable about the diesel gate. So you think there's still a viable option to consider?
Completely. And how much of your driving is highway versus city?
Actually, most of it is more city driving.
The reason I ask that is the Volkswagen diesels are particularly attractive for highway driving.
Right.
Where the hybrids are especially attractive for city driving, and hybrids are really depressed in value right now because people aren't into fuel economy with how much lower gas prices have been the last 3 years.
Yeah, and I see that. Some of them, candidly, Clark, look like an origami project, and you know, because of the coefficient of drag that they...
Oh, so they're hideously ugly. Is that another way of saying it?
Yes, that's another way of saying it, correct. So that's a component, certainly. And then obviously battery life and other things. But I just figured between diesel technology has been around for many, many years, and they're traditionally known as kind of a longevity play. The engines typically last longer. I don't know if that's a myth either. But
Historically, that has been true with the European manufacturers, their diesel engines. Is that they run and run and run and run.
Yeah, great. Well, thank you so much for your service to the callers. I appreciate your sentiment. I'm in the financial services industry, and I use a lot of the tips that you provide your callers with my clients. And keep up the good work, Clark.
Well, thank you very much. And send me a picture of whatever car you decide on.
All right, great. Take care.
Okay, bye. Jamie's with us on the Clark Howard Show. Hello, Jamie.
Hi, how are you?
Great, thank you. So, Jamie, you got a message you want to run by me. Tell me.
Right. I was actually calling, or not calling, I messaged you because I received a check in the mail to get my car wrapped, and I was trying to see if it was a scam or if it was something that was for real.
So having a car wrapped was an actual business nearly 20 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And since that time period, it has almost exclusively been a scam.
Okay.
And tell me the circumstances that someone has approached you, and maybe I can tell you whether or not what somebody's approached you with is likely a scam or could potentially be legit.
Okay. Well, I got a text asking me if I was interested in having my car wrapped to email. So I did. And when I emailed, they replied back and they asked, you know, if I was this interested, that I would need to send them back an email with like my name, my address, city, state, zip code, country, gender, age, phone number, color and type of car, year and model, and the mileage and present condition. And once I did that, they sent us back telling us that they would send me a mail, like snail mail, with information on what I need to do after that. Well, I got the snail mail, and it was a letter and a check, and it was telling me basically to keep the $500 from the check and put the other into my bank and send them an email with the deposit slip showing that I had deposited the money for them into my bank account.
That's a scam.
It's a scam?
Yeah, don't deposit that check.
Okay.
You haven't, have you?
No,
that's not legit. And that's not how much money they send you total in that check?
It was $2,390.
Nobody's going to send you that kind of money up front. If it was even a legitimate car wrap thing, they don't pay you anything up front. They arrange to inspect your car. They want to know your driving patterns every day. They put the advertising film all around your vehicle. And then they pay you a small amount of money each month. Somebody sent you a check like that, I guarantee you it's bogus. And the information you give them about your account, before you know it, they will access that.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Hey, listeners, whether you love true crime or comedies, celebrity interviews, news, or even motivational speakers, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue, right? And guess what? Now you can call the shots on your auto insurance, too. Enter the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. The Name Your Price tool puts you in charge of your auto insurance by working just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance. Then they'll show you a variety of coverages that fit within your budget, giving you options. Now, that's something you'll want to press play on. It's easy to start a quote, and you'll be able to choose the best option for you fast. It's just one of the many ways you can save with Progressive Insurance. Quote today at progressive.com to try the Name Your Price tool for yourself and join over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's time for Ask Clark. That's where you post a question for me at clark.com. Producer Joel asks it.
Yeah, Clark, Dan writes and he says, do you think Android phone users should add antivirus protection to their device? And if so, which app do you recommend?
Oh, yeah. I use Lookout, which is a freemium model app where they give you basics to protect your smartphone for free. And then I also like AVG for Android. Alpha, Victory, what's the G supposed to be?
Gamma,
is that right?
I don't know.
I used to know all of them. I need to go back to recurrent training. All right, anyway, but AVG is great. But I like the Lookout because of all the other things it does. Like it'll help you find your phone when you've lost it in the sofa cushion or whatever, even if you have it on mute or vibrate, it will tell the phone to give out a piercing sound till you can find it wherever you've lost it. It's a good thing.
All right, Hans wants to know, are the credit reports available from Credit Karma as reliable as those available from Annual Credit Report?
The credit report should be considered to be as reliable. The credit score is only an approximation. It's not as good as one from the FICO people, but it is a very good indicator of how you're doing. It's like taking your temperature. You're listening to the Clark Howard Show. Thanks for tuning into the Clark Howard Show today. And if you're like me, you like deals. Well, we got our deal diggers hard at work at clarkdeals.com that help you save money day in and day out. We work around the clock to find the best deals for your wallet, and they're on a variety of consumer items. Check out clarkdeals.com.